Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Now, Jude, after contending with us, encouraging us to contend for the faith because it's important to keep the faith pure against false teaching, he's now going to start providing some examples of both people and other beings that were teaching falsely and under judgment. And so the first day he brings us in verse 5, and he starts off by saying he wants to remind everybody that this was known, fully known to them. And the first group of people he talks about is the people who were basically not believers and destroyed in Egypt. That they who did not believe, and afterwards they were destroyed. And it starts off by saying there is a judgment that comes to those false teachers. Now we see in verse 6, that's not just for people, but also for angels. And the angels who did not stay within their own position of authority, but left their dwelling, he has kept in eternal chains under gloomy darkness until the day of judgment of the great day. So even the angels that violate God's law are, now these clearly aren't all angels, these are angels that are chained up even today. What did they do? There's discussion on what that is, but the point that Jude is making that would be clear is that not just human beings, also angels suffer judgment. In this case, some of these angels were so wicked in what they did, they're being chained up now, waiting for the day of judgment. So not only will humans be judged on that day, but so will the angels.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content, or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.